Back here, hour number two today. Scott Spears along with Adam Lipp, Adam the Computer Guy. His show will be live today following this one, 2:10 to 3, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Trivia Contest will continue. And you know what? We didn't even have to wait for a phone call because they were calling even as the theme song.
This much action in years.
Go ahead, caller.
Could the character be Bambi?
Not Bambi.
Okay.
All right. 740-383-9944. Remember, if you get a busy signal, by the way, too, this should be mentioned. Just means somebody else is on the line, so call back. So if you get a busy signal, just call back. We'll be here. right now, we'll be here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Dave Thomas should not be in cutting corners.
Well, that's what Dave Thomas told people, that they weren't going to cut corners, but that was actually not the real reason that Wendy's had square hamburgers.
Okay.
Keep guessing. Yes, that is what Dave Thomas told people all through the years. The question is, why does Wendy's have square hamburgers? Now, Dave Thomas used to jokingly say it's because we don't cut corners, but there is a real reason why the hamburgers were square at Wendy's, and still are to this day. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, was the reason they were square because when they cooked them, they were easier to flip?
No, that's a good cooking.
They're very cerebral.
Good cooking tip. Thank you. I don't even know how, if I were to like buy some ground beef and try to make a square hamburger, how do you do it?
Well, you get a mold. I mean,
I don't want to get that technical.
You take your part of your hand here and you flatten it. You know.
Yeah, but they just kind of turn into circles.
Or you take like a cookie cutter. You roll it in a cookie cutter.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, but the cartoon character be Fred Flintstone.
Wilma!
Oh, you know what? It is not Fred Flintstone, but you're close. That's probably one of the closest guesses we've had.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not Fred Flintstone, but close. The question is, in the 1980s, USA Today did a contest looking for a fictional person. It was geared at kids, and if you answered the trivia question right, you got your name in the USA Today newspaper. Now, Fred Flintstone is the closest guess we've had at this. That's closer than anybody else. But Fred Flintstone was not the person who was lost. Who was lost? 740-383-9944. Why were Wendy's hamburgers square? The real reason that they're square, not the Dave Thomas reason that they were square. What's the real reason? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, was it Dino then?
It was Dino. Fred Flintstone. It was Dino. And Fred Flintstone was looking for Dino, and he's the one who was there asking the clue. And if you found Dino, you got your name published in the USA Today newspaper. Judy, you're in again.
I wasn't going to say that until that caller, and I was going to say Tweety Bird.
No, it was Dino.
Tweety Bird.
It was Dino. You got it. Hey, thank you, Judy.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, we finally got it. It was Dino the Dinosaur, Fred Flintstone's pet. That's who was lost.
Now, they could have found him on Jurassic Park or something.
Now, see, to me, as you said early on, I said, who's the most famous cartoon character of all time? You said Fred Flintstone. So there you go.
I mean, he's a personal favorite, Scott. As you might know, that was designed as an adult cartoon. It was based on the Honeymooners. You probably know that.
I do, but I don't.
But it was designed for grown-ups. The humor was more like a regular sitcom. The Honeymooners, even All in the Family, was based a little bit on the Flintstones. And there were some groundbreaking items there. For example, Wilma was expecting Pebbles, and they never said expecting, but you could see she was pregnant because she was so naturally thin. So they slept in separate beds because back in the 60s, couples didn't sleep together, and that changed the next decade. So many groundbreaking things about the Flintstones that affect shows that are on right are on currently. And plus, it was very funny. The humor was excellent.
Even to this day, we're all affected.
And I like Fred Flintstone. He was a hard worker, a family man.
Where did he work?
For Mr.
Stone
Slate.
Quarry.
It was
Stone
yeah,
Quarry.
For Mr. Slate. It was
yeah.
A,
Mr. Slate. I remember Mr. Slate. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was his hamburger square because there was a restaurant in his hometown that sold square hamburgers?
That's close. Now, do you know what the restaurant was, and do you know where it was?
Do you know where it was?
keep thinking. You're on the right track.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. We're looking for why Wendy's hamburgers were square. Are square. Why did they start out that way? What is the reasoning behind that?
I'd still like somebody to try to stump me with a music trivia question, because you can win an entry that way also.
Yes, if you want to call in and stump Adam with a music question that he does not know the answer to.
73 to 87, top 40, can be any genre. Again, R&B, light rock, hard rock.
I stumped
pop,
you earlier.
Pop country. But that was from the early 90s. Plus, I guessed it because you're obsessed with Boys to Men.
Not obsessed, just telling the truth.
Or classic rock. But yeah, early mid-70s to late 80s. I claim to be a walking encyclopedia, so let's call my bluff. Ask me a question. There's no World Book Encyclopedia, no Wikipedia. I'm here with my brain only.
Are about television, right?
Yeah, from when All in the Family came out around 1971 to mid-80s. Sitcoms or drama shows, yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I was trying to think if I know of a question about television of that time period. Let's see here.
All the spinoffs of All in the Family was interesting because there were spinoffs of spinoffs.
Well, yeah.
But I can name them all. And there was literally spinoffs of spinoffs. Good Times was a spinoff of Maude, even though Florida was a different character in a different city. Her husband was the same actor, but a different name. But Florida was on Maude, who was on two episodes of All in the Family.
That is true. Okay, here's one for you. Michael Landon never had a failed television series. What were his hit television series?
Little House on the Prairie, right?
That's one.
Oh, it was a Western from like the 60s or 70s. Again, that's before my period of expertise, but it was Bonanza Ponderosa.
Bonanza, you got it.
Well, I got it, see? So
but there's one more. And it's not before Bonanza, so it's in your time frame.
It wasn't Family. He wasn't on Family.
No, wasn't on Family.
For example, Seventh Heaven, he might have been a good choice as the lead. There are many, eight is enough. There are many shows he would have been a good choice for, but they picked somebody else.
This was a hit show, top 20 show.
Was it a drama, top sitcom, a Western?
Drama.
So like eight is enough, a comedy drama type show.
I don't know if there was much comedy in it, but it was a drama. It was like Little House on the Prairie type.
Don't know. I got 2 out of 3, Scott.
2 out of 3, and you got the one that's out of the area, but not the one that's in the area.
Can you give me a co-star on the show?
Well, there was only one co-star, and I can't remember the guy's name.
It was an adult male, then?
Yeah.
Any child stars?
Nope.
So it was two adult men.
Two people in the cast.
Who were the stars, the protagonists.
Yep. I mean, they had guests every week, but the two 70s. Regulars were...
It wasn't like Fantasy Island. I mean, wasn't no. like wasn't a vignette show like Fantasy Island or, no, or no, Love no, no. Boat or...
It was based around Michael Landon. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, it was Highway to Heaven.
Highway to Heaven.
Right.
And
that's
Victor
it. Good
French.
Answer.
And what was that?
His co-star was Victor French, I think.
Victor French, that's who it was. Victor French, you got it. He always wore the Yankees.
I just started watching those.
Oh, they're on again. Where can you catch old Highway to Heaven at?
You asked me if the channels you get those Christian shows on, they have one that shows kind of like that. It's 39.5, I think.
What I forget, because I have not seen Highway to Heaven in probably 30 years, but who was Michael Landon? He was some kind of an angel, wasn't he?
He was an angel. He would kind of like get his... Let's just say God was his boss, and he would get his instructions from God.
Right, and what was Victor French? What was his point in that series?
Well, he was, at first he was like an ex-convict.
cop. I don't know if he was, like, drunk, and then he hooked up with him. I don't know if I've watched all the shows. And then he started going with him all the time, helping these people, you know, that they would be sent to a certain area. And there'd be somebody that was sick or dying, and they would, you know, help them and stuff.
Yeah, interesting show. Hey, thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was the answer. Highway to Heaven. That was on in the 80s.
Pick another one, Scott. I love.
Well, I'll have to get in. Well, I do want to let people know we still don't have the answer to why are Wendy's hamburgers square. That's what we want to know. How did they end up being square? Why did Dave Thomas do that? Why are Wendy's hamburgers square? And now I'm going to give you some trivia questions about this station that we have not got answered. So if you're a good listener, you'll know these answers. Where did we broadcast live from in March of 2018?
Oh, I know that one.
You do know that one. I think you might.
That's a clue because I was there.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, were they square because when they stacked them, they would lay better than on a round one where they might bulge up or something and not lay good until they put them on the buns and stuff?
That's a good guess.
Very, very cerebral.
Not the one we're looking for. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, why were Wendy's hamburgers square? Why are Wendy's hamburgers square? They remain square to this day, don't they? I haven't had one for a while.
Yeah, I don't really eat at Wendy's anymore, but last time I remember, they were square, yes.
Okay. Why are Wendy's hamburgers square? What's the real reason, not the Dave Thomas reason? Now, here's the WWGH trivia questions. Where did we broadcast live from in March of 2018? It was not here in Marion. I'll tell you that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, did you broadcast from New York?
No. We did, but that was in May of 2017.
Okay.
Thank you. Where did we broadcast live from in March of 2018? Just a little over a year ago.
Here's the clue. I was there.
You were. Just outside of Marion, Ohio.
Well, relatively speaking, yes.
It wasn't too far away. Nobody had to fly. Where did we broadcast live from? Now, here's another one. Who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In? We did three episodes of this new game show called Clue Me In. Who were the first three panelists on that show? Does anybody know that? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, one close to women, give somebody else a chance to call in to answer some of the questions. They must have a finger on the speed dial, because that's all I hear from them. And nobody has a chance to even call in. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, Adam, do you want to repeat that?
What the guy just said?
Yes.
People have speed dial. But you know what, Scott? I take issue with that because back when I was a little tot, back in the 70s, I used speed dial and I had really fast fingers. And I would call in and win pizzas and all kinds of stuff. I want a pizza like every week. So that's part of entering a radio contest. You got to dial fast and use speed dial.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was it LaRue?
Not LaRue, but that's a good guess.
Yeah, we did broadcast from there. Yep. This isn't the event in question.
LaRue was June of 2018. June. I believe it was June. And you were there.
I believe it was LaRue.
No. It was LaRue. We took a vote. Did we not? That's why we went over there. There's a proclamation on the wall of WWGH Day in LaRue, given to me by Mayor Milton Lightfoot.
Milton, no relation to Gordon.
Not that I'm aware of. Where did we broadcast live from here at WWGH Radio in March of 2018?
Just New York City is the right direction. It's kind of like between Marion and New York City. That's a very good clue. Plus, I was there.
You overclue.
Yeah. Well,
you got to let these people think. Just like our caller
well,
said,
a lot of cities. Between
we don't
Marion
want people
and
on
New
the,
York City.
Well, that so. Not that we've broadcast from. Well, we don't get out of here
that
very
should
often.
Do it, Scott. I mean, I was visiting. I was there because it related to something that I idolized since I was a kid and still do. That's about as much as I can give as a clue. It should be pretty obvious.
So let's recap here for a second. Why are Wendy's hamburgers square? We still don't have that one. Where did we broadcast from this station in March of 2018? And who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In, which debuted here back in March of 2019? We did three episodes of that. It'll be back eventually. But who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In? People you would know. 740-383-9944. First three panelists on the game show Clue Me In, where did we broadcast live from in March of 2018, and why are Wendy's hamburgers square? Does anybody know those answers? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, did you broadcast from Cleveland?
Not Cleveland. That was, we did. We broadcast live from Cleveland twice. Once for the Republican Convention in July of 2016, and then the World Series in October of 2016. Yep, that's true. Thank you.
The famous Wolf Blitzer bathroom meetings.
Oh, many times. Every time I went to the bathroom.
And Rod Stewart.
And Roger Ailes, the late Roger Ailes. I have a picture somewhere with Roger Ailes and Rod Stewart. Now think about that.
Well, you're the interviewer to the stars, Scott. What else?
I got around that day. I got around. Go ahead, caller.
Wendy's burgers are square because they're easier to ship.
No, that's a good guess, though.
They're what?
Easier to ship.
Well,
they don't ship them; they make them
at the
restaurant.
Well, no, that they might be easier to ship, but that's not the reason Dave Thomas chose them.
Well, that's what Google says.
All right. So. Well, I appreciate it. Okay. I'm going to have to overwrite Google on this one because I read Dave Thomas's book, so I'm going to have to go that route. Well, what do you think of Google? Now, all the answers aren't right, are they?
No. And I think we need to spend less time looking things up and more time trying to rack our brain.
Less time on the Google.
Yeah, memory.
Or life experiences. That was the good old days when you'd ask a question.
Yeah, the World Book Encyclopedia.
Go ahead, caller.
Did they shape the hamburgers in a square because of the cheese being a square?
That was my guess, Scott, and that was wrong. You told me. That was a really good cerebral guess.
Oh, really? I guess. Sure that would be it.
No, but I appreciate the guess. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Not the reason. Why were the hamburgers at Wendy's made square, which continues on to this day? Why are the hamburgers square at Wendy's? Why was that choice made? Where did we broadcast live from this station, March of 2018? Who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In? That was just earlier this year.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was it Philadelphia?
Not Philadelphia, but a good guess.
Okay.
We've never broadcast from the city of brotherly love. That's Philadelphia. Why is that the city of brotherly love?
Not quite sure, Scott.
That's where the Crack Liberty Bell is.
My mom went to college there.
Where? University of Philadelphia?
Same place Bill Cosby went.
Prison?
She was about,
That's where he
about 4 years younger than Bill Cosby.
He's in prison in Philadelphia somewhere now. Go ahead, caller.
Was Mary Ellen and Charlie on the panel?
Mary Ellen was, Charlie was not. That was when Charlie was out with pneumonia, but Mary Ellen is right. That's one of them.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, the question is, who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In that debuted earlier this year on this station? Mary Ellen Withrow was one of them, but who were the other two? Who were the other two panelists on the show? Where did we broadcast live from in March of 2018? Does anybody know that? We took this show on the road. This show right here broadcast from that area. And why are Wendy's hamburgers square? Does anybody know why Wendy's hamburgers are square? 740-383-9944, 35 minutes past the hour. Chances to win tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tomorrow, 2:15. That all goes down. Now, Adam will be doing this next hour, 2:15 to 3 p.m. live. And then tomorrow at 11:15, Weasel and I will be doing something similar to this. And during the exchange from 12 to 1, and then Charlie will do an hour of it from 1 to 2. And at 2:15, we make the drawing tomorrow right here on your station where the G stands for great giveaways. Go ahead.
Okay, was Adam, the computer guy, one of them, the panelist?
He was not.
Oh, he wasn't?
He wasn't.
Okay.
But that's a very good guess, and thank you for mentioning me.
Well, that's nice. See, you got to mention. The question is, who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In that debuted on this station earlier this year? Now,
was somebody famous like Charles Nelson Reilly who was on a lot of game shows?
You listened? You listened? I know you did. You commented.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I listened, but I just wondered. Did you get somebody famous like, Charles Nelson Reilly?
We did three. We had three panelists.
Richard Dawson or one of those famous game show people from the 70s?
You only have to give me two at this point because we've got Mary Ellen Withrow. Who are the other two That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was Pittsburgh?
Ding, 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 ding,
well,
ding, ding.
Now, it was Pittsburgh. That's the city we broadcast from, but where did we broadcast from?
Where?
Two different places, Scott. That's not really fair. Plus, I called in from my hotel room, so really three different places.
Okay.
Well, yeah, three different places in Pittsburgh, including my hotel room the first day.
Okay, I'll give it to you. All right, you're in there, Brenda.
Okay.
Thank you. It was Pittsburgh, but I was looking for the famous place that we broadcast from.
Well,
there was only one famous place.
Well, the Heinz Center is somewhat famous.
That's not
famous. It's got a museum.
No,
it's got a Pittsburgh museum.
That's not it. The other one's the famous one.
Well, yeah, but
The other one's historic. So that's still out
there.
My
hotel was historic.
No.
That was the first time you
broadcast. No, not the buffet that you ate at.
Wasn't the buffet. It was the Priory Hotel. It's a downtown landmark.
The question is, what historic place did we broadcast? You know, now it's in Pittsburgh. What historic place did we broadcast from in March of 2018 in Pittsburgh, downtown?
It's not downtown. It's on the east side. The Heinz Center.
Well, it felt downtown to me with all those streets.
The famous place you're talking about is on the east side of Pittsburgh.
There's a lot of bridges.
Well, Pittsburgh is a city of bridges and tunnels and hills, and it's a very twisty town. But it's an absolutely beautiful city, though. It is so scenic.
Who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In on this station? Mary Ellen Withrow's one, but we don't have the other two.
It wasn't Bill Macy, because he's on the station a lot, and he was on Match Game a few times, but...
He wasn't
on that show.
Why, oh why, are Wendy's hamburgers square? What's the real reason that Wendy's hamburgers are square? Give us a call, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. If the line's busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call back, 740-383-9944. Why are Wendy's hamburgers square? What historic place in the area of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, did we broadcast from in March of 2018? Who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In? One was Mary Ellen Withrow. Who were the other two? Those are the questions on the table right now. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answer? I'll add another one here. I'm going to get rid of that one. What did Bill Macy say he was going to do on his 97th birthday? He gave me an answer. What did Bill Macy say he was going to do on his 97th birthday? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, were they square because his wife or mother made square hamburgers?
No, but it does go back to his childhood. Thank you. Questions are, why are Wendy's hamburgers square? What historic venue did we broadcast from in March of 2018 in Pittsburgh? Who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In? What did Bill Macy say he was going to do on his 97th birthday? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to guess the Pittsburgh place. Was it Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood set?
We did broadcast from the set, but not really the historic place, but that's a good guess.
That's close enough, Scott. That's close enough.
No, I got to let that one. I can't let anybody in on that. You have to know this place. It's an historic... It's an American landmark. No?
I think Mr. Rogers' set is pretty close. It's
but we weren't...
kind of one and the same.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Go ahead, caller.
Square hamburgers because of his grandmother told him to?
Not his grandmother. Thank you, though. Not Grandma Thomas. Why were Wendy's hamburgers square? Why are Wendy's hamburgers square? Where did we broadcast from in Pittsburgh in March of 2018? An historic venue that's still there to this day.
And once again, the Weasel is listening.
The Weasel's listening. Does he have questions for tomorrow? Weeze, 11:15 to 12 tomorrow, will be doing this, so you better be ready.
He is ready.
Is he? Did he say that?
We're not sure about the cheerleading outfit, but he will be here with some type of clothing.
Well, if he's in a cheerleading outfit, you want a picture, correct? That's what you said in hour one.
Well, take a picture after I have my lunch, though. I want to ruin my appetite.
I can't speak for the Wheeze, but he does say he still has that outfit. Now, don't forget, the Wheeze will be on Saturday morning again, 7:15 to 10 a.m.
He said maybe, Scott.
Maybe what?
He'll be donning his
official Well, I don't
Ann
want
Arbor,
him to don it.
Ann
I was
Arbor
just
clothing.
You brought it up, so I thought, well, maybe you
well,
want to see
it. Well, he posted
it.
The video. It was kind of hilarious.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello. Was the other two Mary and Michael and the mayor?
No, those are good guesses, though.
Michaels. Okay.
Thank you. Yep. No, it was not Marianne Michaels and the mayor. Who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In on this station? One was Mary Ellen Withrow. Who were the other two? Now, you've heard both these people on this station at one point or another. Who were these other two people on the game show Clue Me In? What did actor Bill Macy say he was going to do on his 97th birthday? He told me this about 2 months ago during an interview. Oh, and here's one. Shecky Green, who's a regular guest on this station, comedian Shecky Green, tells what I have dubbed the funniest story in talk show history. You don't have to tell me it word for word, but can you give me the funniest story in talk show history that Shecky Green always tells when he's on this show? Go ahead, caller.
Was one panel member George Kasotis?
Not George Kasotis. Not George. Not Gentleman George. We're looking for the three panelists on the game show, Clue Me In. People must not have listened to that show. I thought it was good.
It was exquisite.
Yes, Mary Ellen Withrow is one of the three panelists, but who were the other two?
I was just hoping for one of my favorite 70s celebrity guests, but they were kind of local people.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, caller.
Does Chucky tell about Ed Sullivan, that joke he tells about him?
No, Shecky does talk about Ed Sullivan, but that's not what we call the funniest talk show story ever told that he tells every time he's on the show.
I know, but I was guessing that one, hoping. Okay.
That's a good guess. No, Shecky Green has been on this show umpteen times, and every time he's on, I say, now tell the funniest story in talk show history. And you know what the story is, don't you, Adam?
I do believe so.
Of course, and it's a killer story. So what is that story about? That's what I need to know. What did actor Bill Macy say he was going to do on his 97th birthday, which is this month, by the way? Bill Macy turns 97 in May of 2019.
God will get you for that, Scott.
What do you say? Where did we broadcast from in downtown Pittsburgh?
East side.
You don't
of,
like what, me saying downtown.
It's east side of Pittsburgh.
Oh,
look
geez,
at him,
Adam. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, he's not telling the one about Alfred Hitchcock and Grace Kelly, is he?
No, that's Dick Cavett.
Okay, I wasn't for sure. Okay.
But Shecky Green is in that spot. No. The question is, what is the funniest story in talk show history that Shecky Green tells every time he's on this station? What did Bill Macy say he was going to do on his 97th birthday? Who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In? Mary Ellen Withrow's one. Who were the other two? Where did we broadcast from in Pittsburgh? In 2018, March of 2018, what historic venue, and why are Wendy's hamburgers square? Why are they square? To this day, they're square. How did they start out that way? 740-383-9944. How did it all come to be? Hall of Fame giveaway right now, 740-383-9944. Also going on next hour during the Adam the Computer Guy show, live from 2:10 to 3 p.m. And then we'll pick it up again tomorrow morning with myself and the Wheeze from 11:10 to noon, and then the Exchange Club from 12:15 to 1. And then you'll have 1 hour of Charlie from 1 to 2. And then at 2, we're making the drawing. So you're running out of time to enter this contest. 740-383-9944.
I'd appreciate someone asking me a music question, try to stump me. 73 to 87, classic rock or top 40? Have at it. No Wikipedia, no Encyclopedia Britannica, no Google. It's coming off my brain.
And I stumped you earlier with Highway to Heaven.
I got 2 out of 3, Scott.
But that's a stump.
Well, it's a semi-stump. TV shows from like All in the Family time, early 70s to late 80s, that's fine also.
Well, it was...
You had a hard question, Scott. You wanted three different TV shows.
Michael Landon was a star.
Well, that question, a wonderful actor.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was it Sean Kraft and the Buckeye Guy?
It was the Buckeye Guy, but Sean Kraft was not one of the panelists.
Okay.
You got the Buckeye Guy, though. Now we got 2 out of 3.
John Chubb. That's his real name, John Chubb.
Now, we don't need that information. It's Buckeye Guy.
Well, it's kind of a funny name, though, John Chubb.
We've got Buckeye Guy and Mary Ellen Withrow. Who was the third panelist? Now, Sean Kraft did host the show, right?
Yeah, he was like...
he was the MC.
He was like the Bob Barker of...
Right. So who were the three panelists? Mary Ellen Withrow, Buckeye Guy, and who was the third on the game show Clue Me In, the three episodes we did back in March? Where did we broadcast from in March of 2018 in Pittsburgh? What historic venue? Why are Wendy's Hamburgers square? Hamburgers. You know what I'm saying, Adam? Hamburgers. Why are those hamburgers square? What did Bill Macy say on this show he was going to do to celebrate his 97th birthday? And what is the funniest talk show story in talk show history, as told by Shecky Green every time he's on the show? What is that beautiful, beautiful story that we all love so much? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it says Hamburger Square because of Kalamazoo, Michigan, and the restaurant was K-E-W-P-E-E.
That's right. Dave Thomas grew up in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and there's a restaurant, Cupies, which there's also a Cupies in Lima, Ohio, and Cupies had square hamburger patties, and that's where Dave Thomas picked it up. So how'd you find that?
We looked it up on the internet.
Now, was that a Google?
Did you Google that? Yeah.
Now, see, earlier on, somebody told me that the Google came up with a different answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got it right, though. Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Cupies. That's why Wendy's has square hamburgers. Thank you. Bye-bye. There you go. Did you know that, Adam?
I do now.
But Cupies,
they're in Lima. I knew that before you even went to Lima.
I ate there.
They're a landmark in Lima.
Well, I ate there in December.
That's what's ironic, that we have White Castle. They have square burgers, but it was actually in Michigan.
Started in Kalamazoo. Cupies. Dave, how many hamburgers do you think Dave Thomas ate at Cupies?
Several hundred, I'm sure.
Oh, he ate a lot. He ate a lot. Where did we broadcast from in Pittsburgh in March of 2018? What was the historic venue that we broadcast from? Who's the third panelist that we're missing on the game show Clue Me In? We've got Mary Ellen Withrow. We've got Buckeye Guy. Who was the third panelist on that show? What did Bill Macy say he was going to do to celebrate his 97th birthday? He said he was going to do something right on this show. And what is the funniest talk show story in the history of talk shows as told by Shecky Green every time he's on this show? What is that story? 740-383-9944, 49 minutes past the hour, 11 left to go. And we're looking for these answers. 740-383-9944, a chance to enter to win tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where all the classic memorabilia from rock and roll history is. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, was Bill going to the casinos?
Not the casinos. That's a good guess, though.
Okay.
How's Bill Macy going to spend his 97th birthday? Now, Adam, what can people expect next hour, 2:15 to 3 on your show?
Hopefully a lot of calls with music trivia question and TV series trivia. You can also ask me a computer trivia question. That's fine, and we'll cover IT news.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, what was Creedence Clearwater's number one hit?
This is yours, Adam.
Revival,
the
John Fogerty.
Number one hit.
Their biggest hit? They had a lot of big hits. Proud Mary is probably their most familiar song.
No, the number one hit.
Down on the Corner?
Pardon me?
Down on the Corner?
Nope, they never had a number one hit.
Right, well, it depends what chart, though. There's album rock. There's not just top 40. And there's also cash boxes, Billboard and radio and records, and charts in other countries. So
yeah, they never had a number one hit in the United States. They did in other countries, but not the United States.
Right, wait, you said number one hit, but I gave you their two probably most familiar songs. Plus, John Fogerty had some hit singles on his own in the 80s.
But they didn't have a number
one hit. With a baseball-themed album called Center Field.
So we've got a caller. Well, let me put you in the bucket here. What's your name?
Kathy with a C. Abrams. A-B-R-A-M-S.
All right, Kathy, you are in. Thank you.
Thank you.
You stumped Adam.
Well, she didn't ask the question properly, Scott. Number one could be one of several different charts. There already are three different top 40 charts, and there's other countries. So,
but I think
we'll give it to her because she did ask a question. I gave her answers, but then she gave some additional trivia. So I have no problem giving her that entry. But understand, number one song is a little vague.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was the other guy Ted Williams?
No, it was not Ted Williams.
Okay.
Thank you. I didn't realize you were going to come to blows over to the caller.
No, well,
it about came to blows guess, there.
Well, understand. But see, I think that's my time. Although they did actually start in the 60s, I believe.
But I think like the game show Clue Me In, like you have to ask the question. If she says, "What's the number one hit?" you have to say, "Now is that the American chart?" So I think that's what we have to acquiesce.
Yeah, just depends. And now they have airplay, they have sales, and Proud Mary also is a big hit for Tina Turner and Ike Turner. So
now you can stump Adam and get in the contest that way by asking a trivia or music question. What did Bill Macy say he was going to do on his 97th birthday? Just a few months ago on this show, he told me this was how he's going to spend his 97th birthday. What's the funniest talk show story in the history of talk shows as told by Shecky Green every time he's on this show? Where did this station broadcast from in Pittsburgh in 2018 in March? A very historic venue. Who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In? Mary Ellen Withrow, Buckeye Guy, and one more person. Who was it? Go ahead, caller.
Did Bill say he's going to lay back in the recliner and watch television?
He didn't, but he talked about that, but that's not how he said he was going to spend his birthday.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, what did Bill say he was going to do for his 97th birthday? Kind of apropos for his 97th birthday. Now, we hope he doesn't do this on his 97th birthday, but he did say he was going to do something. When I asked him, I said, Bill, how are you going to spend your 97th birthday? And he said something. So if you heard the interview, you'd know that answer. And Shecky Green, every time he's been on the station, I make him tell this story because it's the funniest story in talk show history. What is that story? 740-383-9944. We've got two out of three here. Who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In? Mary Ellen Withrow, Buckeye Guy, and one more person. Who was it? And what historic venue did WWGH broadcast from in March of 2018? Or if you want to stump Adam with any trivia question under the sun involving music or TV from the 70s and 80s, go ahead. Ask the question. 53 coming up on 54 minutes past the hour. The Adam the Computer Guy show will continue with the entrance into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame giveaway next hour, 2:15 to 3. And then tomorrow morning, Weasel and I will do 11:15 to 12, in which we will ask trivia questions. And then during the exchange with Brandy Downs and Charlie Evers, Weasel from 12:15 to 1 will do this, and Charlie 1 to 2. And then the drawing happens at 2:15, and that's the way it goes. Go ahead, caller.
Trivia question on a sitcom.
Go ahead.
The sitcom is Married with Children. I need to know the dog's name.
Buck. Buck.
Correct.
Thank you.
Buck died later in the show, but he was the main dog, and he also talked for a couple of seasons. So.
And that's no Google.
Nope. No Google, just my brain.
I can verify that he's sitting right here.
Now, Buck is not the same as Buckeye Guy. Buck was the dog.
Now,
Buckeye Guy is our famous super fan.
Do you know what Buckeye Guy, or Buck the dog's real name was?
It's probably Buck. You're trying to trick me again.
I'm asking a trivia question.
I can give you Eddie the dog on Frasier, his real name.
Go ahead.
Buck.
Moose.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it the Heinz Museum? History Museum.
We were at the Heinz History Museum.
Right, that's the one that was downtown, but Scott Means the one on the east side.
The most historic. It's more historic than the Heinz venue. This venue we broadcast live from is the people all over the country know it.
Okay.
Thank you. True or false?
What's the question?
The question. Moose is the dog on
that is
Frasier, but.
Buck.
What is Buck's real name from Married with Children?
Buck.
No. Bill Chubb.
Bill Chubb?
Bill Chubb.
No relation to John Chubb.
No, not at all.
Why does everybody with a like Buck in his or her, in, well, his name, have a Chubb in his real name?
I don't know.
That's kind of unusual.
I don't make the rules. I just carry the information. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, in Pittsburgh, were you at a museum?
We were at a museum, but that wasn't the historic venue that we broadcast from.
Okay.
Thank you. This place is known around the world as the epicenter of something. It's where it all started. Historic place. Big time. Right or wrong? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Oh, I think we lost him. If that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944. We're getting so many calls, the phone lines can't withstand the heat today. 740-383-9944, or Stump Adam. Do you have any television or music trivia from the 70s or 80s that you can stump him with? Not Buck the Dog. But Michael Landon questions will get him every time. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, on his birthday, Bill, did he say he was going to bed early?
Not, no. he might, though. Being 97.
That comes in my mind.
No, that's a good guess. Thank you. What did Bill Macy say he was going to do to celebrate his 97th birthday? It was kind of a joke, but that's what he said when I said, Bill, how are you going to celebrate your 97th birthday? He said, boop, something right out. What did he say? What is the funniest story in talk show history as told by Shecky Green on this show? Who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In? We've got two, Mary Ellen Withrow and the Buckeye Guy. Who was the third one? Where did we broadcast from in Pittsburgh? Historic venue, historic all over the country. Or do you want to call in and stump Adam with a music or trivia question from the 70s or 80s? Go ahead, caller.
Another question about Mary with Children.
Go ahead.
Who was Darcy's first husband?
Steve Darcy's Rhodes, played by David Garrison.
Very good, thank you.
Thank you.
Pretty good, Scott.
Well, you were a fan of Married with Children, obviously.
Somewhat. It was kind of groundbreaking, but it was kind of stupid also.
Well, next hour you'll be able to stump Adam all hour long, 2:15 to 3 o'clock.
But I not only gave the husband's name, first and last name, I even gave the actor's name.
He left the show.
Well, yes, and she married Jefferson.
He'd had enough.
Marcy Darcy.
He'd had enough. He'd had enough of that show. Where did we broadcast live from in March of 2018 in Pittsburgh? What was the historic venue? Who's the third panelist on the game show Clue Me In? Mary Ellen Withrow, Buckeye Guy, and who was the third one? What did Bill Macy say he was going to do to celebrate his 97th birthday when I asked him back in March? And what's the funniest talk show in television and radio history? Funniest talk show story, as told by Shecky Green on this show many times, 740-383-9944, 58 minutes past the hour. The Adam the Computer Guy show will hit momentarily at 2:15, and he'll have a lot of fun and exciting trivia questions for you. But we have a minute left here, 740-383-9944. And tomorrow morning, we'll start this at 11:15. With Wheeze and myself, and then 12, Exchange Club with Brandy and Charlie. And then Charlie will do an hour of this from 1 to 2 tomorrow. And then on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 a.m., 10 a.m., it'll be The Weasel Show with Weasel Boy. And this Saturday, I believe he's going to have his wife with him again, Jennifer. Would be a lovely show. And something about what'll be a good show. Tune in. Giveaways. All kinds of things. I don't know if there's a guest or not. At one point, he said there'd be a guest. I don't know if there's a guest this week or not.
It's like Khloe Kardashian.
That's right? What I thought, but I don't know. I don't want to overbook his show. Is anybody going to call in and give us one more guest before we go off the air today? 740-383-9944. We certainly have appreciated the calls today. It's kept us busy for 2 hours. You want to try to stump Adam before we go off the air? Who was the third panelist on Clue Me In? Where did we broadcast live from in Pittsburgh? What did Bill Macy say he was going to do to celebrate his 97th birthday? What's the funniest talk show story in talk show history as told by Shecky Green? 740-383-9944. Right before we get ready to hang it up today, let us know. We've had some good entries today for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame giveaway tomorrow at 2:15. Adam, what's coming up next hour?
Well, hopefully some more people trying to stump me with trivia. You can also stump me with a technology question, computer question. You can call and ask a question about your computer, your smartphone, your printer, etc. And I'll provide news and views from the world of technology, or as I call it, today's top and trendy technology topics at 2.
That's a word. That's a word you don't hear very much anymore. Trendy.
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 You hear trending. Trending.
I'll tell you who's not trendy. Boys to Men was never trendy. They remain.
Well, they're laughing all the way to the bank as they count the royalties for a number one song.
Oh, money's fine. You know, Elvis has money, but he's dead. You know, that's the way it goes. Okay, we're done today, but Adam is coming up next 15 minutes, a live show here, 2:15 to 3, so don't change that dial. But for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I'd be really, really bum if I were a wealthy man. I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty, bitty rich, I'd a diddle, diddle, diddle man. I'd build a big, tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. I don't want to sing it to me.
I love it, Five-ish. And when